Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Children flood the southern border.
A total that has nearly tripled in the last 2 weeks.
Harry and Meghan fallout.
Crisis talks at the palace.
Concern in the virtual classroom.
Students are suffering. They're breaking down.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Trouble is brewing along the southern border. According to federal documents, more than 3,200 unaccompanied minors, children hoping to get into the U.S., are now in federal custody. CBS's Maria Villarreal says it's a growing challenge for the Biden administration.
A former DHS official says the number of children currently in Border Patrol custody is the highest in the agency's history. Now, to put this in perspective, more than 1,500 new children arrived at the border in the first 4 days of March alone. Shelters for minors reopen. Now, families we spoke to say there is a perception right now that the Biden administration will be more lenient when it comes to children crossing into the U.S. compared to the Trump administration, and that it might have to do with a health emergency rule that allows Border Patrol agents to quickly expel adults that illegally cross the border because of health concerns in a pandemic. But that is not being applied to minors right now. The recently opened shelters have been directed to increase bed space to pre-pandemic levels and prepare for the possibility of COVID cases inside those shelters.
The administration is offering temporary legal residency to several hundred thousand Venezuelans who fled their country's economic turmoil, and it will review the sanctions aimed at isolating that nation. Now to Britain, where Oprah's explosive interview with Meghan and Harry has now aired. CBS's Vicky Barker is in London.
Commentator Nadifa Mohammed doesn't know which royal allegedly speculated about the skin color of Harry and Meghan's unborn baby, but
it speaks to a group of people who are raised and I think still believe in a sense of separation from the rest of the country.
Diane Abbott was one of 70 women lawmakers accusing the British press of racist bullying in their coverage of the newlywed.
There are at least 70 British members of parliament who think the media coverage of Meghan was highly problematic.
So, British institutions shaken and a pot stirred with Meghan's estranged father defending the royals on ITV's Good Morning Britain program.
Could be somebody asked a stupid question rather than being a total racist.
Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Harry's father, Prince Charles, was asked to comment on the interview by a reporter as he visited a pop-up vaccine site in London. He looked up but said nothing. For the 31 million people in this country who've been fully vaccinated against COVID-19, life can start to get a little closer to normal. The CDC says it's okay for those people to gather in small groups indoors without masks or distancing. And even low-risk people from the same household who haven't gotten their shots can join in. This woman is encouraged.
It'll be nice for my family, for sure. Get to hang out without masks and having to worry about that.
CBS's Dr. David Agus.
You're going to see more relaxations over the next couple of weeks. But what we don't know is these asymptomatic individuals, when they're with large numbers of people who are not vaccinated, do they have the ability of spreading at all? And that's what we're learning over time. And until we have that data, gatherings are going to be restricted. Travel is going to be restricted. But I think over the next several weeks, again, we'll have that data.
In New York, a former federal prosecutor and an employment lawyer have been picked to lead the investigation into Governor Andrew Cuomo. Five women have alleged sexual harassment. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
It's important to have independent legal experts who are going to get the firsthand information and decide what is it that Cuomo did and what would be the appropriate remedy for his behavior.
Some Republicans in the New York State Assembly say they will file articles of impeachment against Cuomo. The University of Kansas and head football coach Les Miles have come to terms on his exit. Miles has been under fire for sexual misconduct allegations from female students while he was at LSU. In the Breonna Taylor case, a Kentucky judge has taken action that ends any attempt to charge her boyfriend. CBS's Peter King.
Kenneth Walker was charged with shooting a Louisville police officer in the leg, believing that he was an intruder. Prosecutors dropped charges against Walker, but they left the door open to reconsider if evidence warranted it. Judges shut the door for good by signing a permanent order closing the case.
The officer who was wounded has recovered and is still working. Two others who fired shots in Taylor's apartment were fired. After a one-day delay, jury selection is due to get underway today in the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd. But it could come to a halt if the state's appeals court rules on adding a third-degree murder charge. And Esme Murphy of WCCO-TV tells us the path to seating a jury could be a long one.
The difficulty in choosing a jury was spelled out when both sides acknowledged they had automatically eliminated 16 of the first 50 jurors just based on jury questionnaires.
Now to Hawaii. Heavy rain is blamed for a dam breach on the island of Maui, damaging several homes. Residents in the community of Haikou are being evacuated. One of the stories of the year-long pandemic has been the impact on kids. School closings and remote learning, not easy, says New York City 8th grader Kyalacia Sanchez.
Sometimes you'll be losing connection and you can't log into the classes.
Mesa, Arizona science teacher Bonnie Hayward says there are distractions.
There's a lot of things that can sidetrack you at home. I've had students who are watching TV at the same time, students who you can see in their reflection that they're playing video games off of their glasses.
And the fallout will likely outlast the pandemic. The CDC says between April and October, health officials saw a more than 30% spike in mental health cases for children between 12 and 17. New Jersey guidance counselor Gina Testa.
My students are suffering. They're breaking down. I have parents that are on Zooms with me crying about what's going on with their kids at home.
In a September survey, half of kids between 11 and 17 said they had suicidal or self-harm thoughts just about every day. Well, a lot was made of President Biden's two dogs settling in at the White House. Now the two German shepherds have been sent back to Delaware after the younger dog named Major was involved in what's called a biting incident with a security agent. When faced with a health crisis, a girl turned lemons into lemonade, and that helped pay her way.
A 7-year-old girl who used a lemonade stand to help raise $12,000 for her own brain surgery is now in recovery after a successful operation. The family also raised more than $300,000 online. Liza Scott's mother says the surgery at Boston Children's Hospital was uneventful, and she might need to undergo more procedures down the road. Liza volunteered to help raise money for expenses not covered by insurance with a lemonade stand set up in the family bakery in suburban Birmingham, Alabama. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
In a bid to highlight gender disparity in the restaurant industry on International Women's Day, Burger King UK tweeted yesterday that women belong in the kitchen. Blowback was fierce. The company apologized and tried in subsequent tweets to explain what it meant. Just 20% of chefs are women. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert. And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.